You're listening to CGMQ 88.9 FM, and we're talking with Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now!, also New York Times bestseller with the book Exception to the Rulers, which was co-authored with your brother David Goodman. Is that right, Amy?
Yeah, well, that was our first book, and our second book is called Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back. And the final book, the one we're out and about on our 70-city tour right now, is called Standing Up to the Madness, Ordinary Heroes in Extraordinary Times.
Yes, and what caught my attention was your revealing the extent to which the media is being muzzled of its own accord.
Oh, I mean, it's really painful, and it's worse than that. It's a violation of our responsibility as journalists. There's a reason why our profession, journalism, is the only one explicitly protected by the U.S. Constitution, because we're supposed to be the check and balance on power, and the media has really failed us, and we have to take it back. You look at the lead-up to the invasion of Iraq, the four major nightly newscasts in the United States in a two-week period had 393 interviews around war. Only 20 were with anti-war leaders. That's three of almost 400. That is unacceptable. That is a media beating the drums for war. We see the same thing 6 years later as President Obama expands the war in Afghanistan. Where's the debate when most people are actually opposed to war?
Well, that's just it. Where's debate? But how did we get to the point where we are now? How did this happen? Because it wasn't overnight that the media was taken over.
Well, you're right. It takes time, but most importantly, it takes tremendous organizing effort to take it back, and that's what we have to do right now. And there is a media democracy movement in this country that is growing, and that is so important. In fact, I'm talking to you from Sandpoint, Idaho. We're just on a stop on the way. And what we do in each community is raise money for community media. Maybe it's a public radio station, maybe it's a public access TV station, or maybe like right now today, it's efforts of a community to begin to get a license for low-power FM. It's called Sandpoint Community Radio. Last night we had a big fundraiser at Gonzaga University in Spokane. For their low-power FM station that they hope to build to full power called KYRS radio. It is so important that we have these community fora to bring out the experts, the people who really are knowledgeable and wise about issues, instead of that small circle of pundits who know so little about so much, explaining the world to us and getting it so wrong in the corporate media. You know, the corporations, yes, that own the media, they don't own the airwaves. That's right. They lease the airwaves. They are leasing a public common ground, a national treasure. And if they don't use it responsibly, they should have their licenses revoked.
Well, what's happening here in our area, CGMQ is a community radio station. We're independently owned. We're the only independently owned broadcaster in our language, in our region. And
wow.
We're being forced basically off the dial. We're relegated to the Netherlands of either reach of the frequencies that are available, while corporations have three and four frequencies within our region. And I see the airwaves as being a public resource, like mineral rights or water. It is a natural resource that belongs to this community.
I agree with you. Tell me exactly where you are.
We're in Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada, and that's just up from New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. We're just a little bit north of there.
Well, you got to fight for the common ground. This is a public space where we debate and discuss the most important issues of the day, and we can't have it occupied territory. It is everyone.
Yes, it belongs to the community, but it's something that people really don't realize that when they're supporting these corporate giants broadcasting within their area, they're actually killing the local voice. And that's what caught me about what you were saying. When I heard you speak, I was really enthralled by that because I finally, you know, I was able to put a label on what I'd been thinking all my life.
So where did you hear me speak?
On Bioneers.
Over at the Bioneers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We got to preserve these national treasures that are our airwaves. There's nothing more precious.
Question for you, though.
The public airwaves, and I wish you very well in your battle to keep the airwaves free.
Yes, I just had one question.
Yes?
I heard that back in the 1980s, there were literally 100 or so independent broadcast media in the United States, and that now they're all centralized under 4 or 5 corporations. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
There are a handful of corporations that own, you know, hundreds of the channels, and that's unacceptable. You know, that kind of media consolidation, media concentration threatens a democratic society.
Ah, thank you so much, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
I wish you well on your tour. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.